Obviously, we've been talking a lot about those mass shootings in El Paso and Dayton, Ohio. We had one also in Gilroy. We've got U.S. Senator Bob Casey, a Democrat here from Pennsylvania with us this morning. Thanks for being on with us.
Great to be with you. Thanks so much.
Mm-hmm. If you could just, first of all, give us your thoughts on what, you know, obviously what had happened with these mass shootings and your thoughts on what could be done, maybe to minimize at least the carnage and, you know, these mass shootings from happening.
Well, first of all, it's horrible in not just these two communities that are devastated by this loss of life, but it's also devastating for the country because so many people across the country have already reached the consensus that we got to take action. It's the politicians, many of whom are in Washington, who don't seem to understand that consensus or that sense of urgency. The idea that in the United States of America, weapons of war can be all over our streets and can be used at any moment to murder people within seconds. You know, in Dayton, those people were killed in seconds, not minutes. And the idea that the most powerful country in the world can do absolutely nothing about it, which is the point of view of some in Washington, is not only ridiculous, it's insulting, it's un-American. We're the greatest country in the world for a lot of reasons. But why the hell can't we take action to at least reduce the likelihood, which a lot of these common sense gun proposals would? Background checks should have been passed years ago, right after the Sandy Hook, Newtown, Connecticut tragedy. We should have these red flag laws in place. But we've got to do a lot more than that. We should ban the sale of these weapons of war and especially make sure that someone who has a mental illness or someone who is a danger to the community does not have a weapon. It's as simple as that. And the idea that you're just going to sit on this in Washington and run scared because someone else doesn't want you to pass it for political reasons is ridiculous. So I hope people take notes and vote accordingly in 2020.
Do you think this is any different? I mean, we have outrage after these things happen. You think, you know, as someone who supports some of these things that you're talking about, you think that maybe that'll be enough and something will be done. Do you think this is any different now?
Well, we've had these moments where there's a horror and outrage and call for action. And then people go back to their, you know, the usual work. But I do think that there's some indication that there's movement. Just last night, we read where Congressman Turner from Ohio talked about supporting a ban on the military-style assault weapon. That is a huge change in position for him. So if we see more of that, it's possible. I know that there's a great deal of consensus on background checks. But the only way to get that done is to have the majority leader, Mitch McConnell, call me and call everyone in the Senate back to Washington. All he has to do is send one goddamn email to do it and just say, we're going to go back and have a couple of votes. We could do this in a day. You know, wouldn't even need much debate on the background check bill. You might want to debate the other bill. But let's have 6 or 7 or 8 or 10 votes on these common sense gun measures. If they don't pass, well, then you just start over. But the idea that you're not going to vote on anything, we haven't voted on gun legislation in years. Not a single vote in years on anything significant.
Mm-hmm. Senator,
and that's just not responding to a national crisis.
I think most reasonable people, you know, would welcome a thorough background check. But, you know, you mentioned Sandy Hook a minute ago. And Sandy Hook, the shooter there, killed his mother and stole the guns from her gun cabinet. We have one of the shooters over the weekend here. He had what looked like signs of mental illness in high school, but he got out of high school, and those records disappear. And you know, law enforcement doesn't have access to that. So a background check only goes back to the age 18, the day of his birthday. So, you know, I don't know how thorough a background check can be that actually results in something of a red flag in cases like that.
Yeah, there's no question, and you're right. Passing one background check bill will not be enough. It'll save lives, and if it saves prevents one of these tragedies over the course of even 50 years, that's good. But I think it'll do a lot more than that. But you're right. We have to pass a series of measures. You got to pass a background check, Bill, a ban on the military style weapon, a limitation on the magazine so one person can't shoot hundreds or thousands of bullets in a matter of minutes in one place. And also, you have to plug some loopholes, the terrorist loophole. In the United States of America, if you're a terrorist, you can't get on an airplane, but you can get a gun. That's crazy. And in the same country, there's the so-called Charleston loophole. In some states, they have a time clock, like an egg timer for the background check, and if it's not done, you get the gun, even if you're a threat. Closing that loophole. So we have to pass a series of measures that would have an impact, a positive impact over time, and would have nothing to do with the Second Amendment. Would not in any way infringe on law-abiding gun owners, wouldn't infringe on anyone's right to hunt or use a gun for self-protection. But you got to keep guns out of the hands of white nationalists, these white supremacists, who spend their whole day just spewing hate, and then that hate reaches such a crescendo that they take the gun and start killing people.
Let me ask you about your Republican colleague from Pennsylvania, Senator Pat Toomey, who does, he is talking about, I think, the red flag, the background check, but he made a comment and told Fox News that he does not back banning assault weapons because, and this is the quote, because they're extremely popular.
Well,
I
totally disagree with that view. I'm encouraged that Senator Toomey is continuing to push to reach some consensus on a one version of a background check bill. Now, I support the House bill that's sitting in the Senate right now. That's the other thing about this. You got a bill sitting there now. You don't need to have two chambers work on it. But I don't think you should make a determination based upon how much people like a weapon. These are weapons that soldiers should be carrying. Just ask any soldier who's been in combat. They know what these are. These are not weapons that should be on the street. The problem is, even a ban, which we had in place for a number of years in the 90s, and it worked, thousands of lives were saved, even a ban would still leave, some people believe, 10 million or more of these weapons on the street.
Right. Would you support a buyback for that? What would you support to get them off the street if you are for a ban?
If there's a way to have some kind of a buyback so people say, look, I don't need this gun, but I ought to be, I ought to be given a fair market value or more than that even. I'd back something that any kind of incentive to get these guns off the street is good. But look, you're never going to get all of them off the street. That's the harsh reality here. And we just have to be much more vigilant. Even if you had a ban that went into effect tomorrow morning, you still have some work to do to make sure that the people that have those guns and use them for target practice or whatever else are only using them for those things and not using them to kill people.
Mm. All right, and we've heard about video games. We've heard, obviously, how about the whole problem with this domestic terrorism with white supremacists? I know that there have been requests from the DOJ and the FBI to get documents to find out, what they're doing and how they're trying to confront this problem. Is that something you guys are going to be trying to get more action on?
Yeah, there's no question. I'm open to listening to arguments from those who do studies on these things like video games. If someone can persuade me that that's causing some of this, then sure, let's work on it. But and also in the context of mental illness, there's no question that's an issue. But our rates of mental illness in America are not much different than the rest of the world. And we have this uniquely American problem. No country in the history of the world has had the problem we have on gun violence. Nothing even close. So we can't just say, oh, it's a mental health problem because politicians don't want to cast votes on gun measures. That's why they keep going to mental health. And there are issues we've got to deal with there. But that is not the leading cause of this problem. When you combine white supremacy with high-powered weapons that the founders never could have contemplated, you've got a recipe for for disaster.
Yeah,
so
and we could even talk about.
Open to all kinds of ideas.
Yeah, I was going to say, we could even. There's so much more to talk about, including, you know, online where they're able to, you know, find others and spew the hate and, you know, and all that other stuff is a whole other issue as well. But we thank you because we've got to run. But it, maybe you could get back in touch with us and we can continue to discuss this and other issues as we confront what's going on here.
We will. And thanks for covering it. It's important that people hear about it.
Thank you so much. U.S. Senator Bob Casey, Democrat here in Pennsylvania. As I mentioned before, I have also reached out to Senator Pat Toomey's office. Would love to get his thoughts as well as we are talking about the mass shootings and the problem we're having with domestic terrorism here in the United States.